100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say.
Hey, 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 Digital Sister back. How are you? Want to say hello to my new friends in Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur. I like to say that, just kind of rolls off my tongue, Kuala Lumpur. And Vienna, Austria. I had some listeners in Vienna before, but they're coming back. So I want to thank you for tuning in and checking out the podcast. Hope you like the new edition of Tech Wiz with Michael Lilly, who was my guest last week. He's going to come on probably once a month and kind of give some interesting insights about technology that will help us all do the things that we like to do a little bit better. So I hope you liked it, and keep tuning in. And at some point, what I'd like you to do is maybe email me some questions and things that Michael can check out, and we'll get some answers for you as we add the Tech Whiz aspect to Digital Sister. Well, it seems to be election time, and I'm not going to get into telling you how to vote. I would never do that. No, no, no. I just want you to make sure that you vote, whoever you vote for. It is one of the rights that we have as American citizens. If you're a person of color, I'm not even going to go into the history about why it's important, but it's just important that we in a democratic society exercise our right to vote. Now, never mind that there may be some things that come in the way to try and distract you or to come up to, you know, make you decide that it's not worthy or even worth your time to vote. But don't buy into it. You absolutely have to take a stand and exercise your right to vote. So please, I don't care who you vote for, just make sure you get out and vote. But one of the things I do want to talk about, and to make you aware, because I'm sure if you're a person of color, you've heard some of these ads on your local radio station. It's a little group called America's PAC that has raised $1 million to run some really highly inflammatory radio spots targeting African-American voters. And really, it's urging those African-American voters to vote Republican in November. And so whenever you hear an ad from America's PAC, you have to listen very, very carefully. It's very interesting because what they've done is it's really the financial backers of America's PAC is led by Indianapolis businessman and school voucher advocate J. Patrick Rooney, who, you know, is a millionaire, billionaire pretty much, and he gave at least $900,000 to this group to put together these ads called America's PAC. And what they do is they use conservative African-American talk show host Herman Cain. Now, Herman Cain used to own and manage a Godfather's Pizza chain, but he also ran for Senate from Georgia back in 2004. He lost, but nevertheless he ran. But he doesn't really seem to have a problem with what Mr. Rooney, who was of course a white conservative billionaire, who is using his money to sway votes for Republicans. So whenever you hear anything from America's PAC, just listen very carefully and make sure that you're listening to the ad correctly and make your own decision about the ad, but at least be aware of who is backing it, who the ads are being targeted to, and what the outcome is. Remember, it's a wealthy conservative white business billionaire who is funding these ads targeted to African Americans on African American radio stations, urging those African Americans to vote Republican. And they use all sorts of gimmicks, all sorts of outlandish comments to get their points across. But at least just be aware that there are people out there who are doing everything in their power to get you to vote a particular way. But, you know, use your head, be discerning, and listen carefully to what is being said. Because a lot of the ads today, if you're not paying attention, you'll just hear a portion of it and totally misconstrue what it's saying. So keep your ears open for anything from America's PAC. Now, let's get into some of the entertainment news, because I just think it's really interesting. Isn't that something about Jermaine Dupri quitting Virgin Records? And the reason why he quit is because apparently Janet's new album, 20YO, has really bombed in a big way, at least in the United States. Now, a lot of times when things bomb in the U.S., they're very big in Europe and Asia. But her new CD apparently has just bombed. It's not selling very well. And as a result of that, Jermaine, who was her boyfriend, has quit Virgin Records. What's also interesting is that, remember a couple years ago, Janet signed that, I think it's $40 million. It may even be more than that, but at least a $40 million contract with Virgin Records a couple of years ago. And what's happening now is this 20YO is apparently the last album that she has under contract to produce for Virgin. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because she's going to be out shopping around probably for another label, because even though they've paid this great amount of money for her, the album is not doing very well, and they're not going to be able to recoup some things. So, you know, they may not even re-sign her for another long run on the label. And if Jermaine is gone, it'll be interesting to see what the strategy is. He may just be out starting to shop her around for a different label, or maybe she may be on one of his labels. Who knows? But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Because in my mind, we all know Janet is a serious dance diva. She's been around for, gosh, almost 30 years, and I think she's probably in a quandary now as to what direction her career is going to go in. So I just talked about Janet a few podcasts ago when 20YO came out, you know, like maybe a month, almost 2 months ago. But I think she's in a quandary because now she's 40. The music industry has changed so much. Dance music, you really don't hear very much of it in the U.S. It's still very big in Europe and other places, but for the most part here in the United States, it's hip-hop. And she, you know, with Jermaine as her producer, he paired her with people like Nelly and things like that. But, you know, I don't know if that's the route that she should go. And I don't know what she's going to do, because she's not really a singer per se, where she could just perhaps cut an album of standards. But, you know, you never know, because look what happened with Rod Stewart. He had to revive his career, you know, as an aging rocker. So he came out with at least about 2 CDs of standards that did very, very well. Same thing with Linda Ronstadt back in the 80s. She was one of the first artists to do that. But I think Janet's going to be in a quandary as to the direction her career will go. And of course, she's got oodles of money, you know, from these big contracts with Virgin. But what is she going to do creatively? Is she still going to be trying to be out there as a solo artist? Or will she gradually maybe do more producing and be more behind the scenes? I think it's going to be interesting to see how an artist that we all know and love, who has grown up really before our eyes and is now 40 years old, you know, what's going to be the direction for her career? Because the type of music that was on 20YO, I don't think it really worked. And, you know, she may have to go back totally to Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam to recapture the magic, or she just may have to go in a completely different direction. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what Janet does and how she changes her career direction. What will that be exactly? So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Jermaine. Will he go back into another corporate music division type of job, or will he focus on his own previous hip-hop acts? So I think, you know, they're a couple in transition, and it's just going to be interesting to see how it pans out for them. But I wish them luck, and I wish them well. Janet, you got to find the right mix to get your music back pumping to where it was, because that's what people want from you. Not that we want to lock you into the same genre forever, but I think the music listeners kind of know what they like and what they expect from you, and perhaps this album 20YO just didn't deliver that. You know, Jermaine's trying to get her to move on some of these hip-hop people, but like I said with my other podcast, I mean, Janet is a star. Janet has longevity. Janet has history. So I don't know that she needs to be paired with some of these hip-hop artists that really aren't going to be around for a very long time. So, you know, let's just see what happens. It's going to be very interesting. Now, what's up with Snoop? Why is he carrying guns and weapons in his bags and things like that? You know it's going to cause problems, you know. Sometimes I wish some of these guys would just think and not put themselves in situations that can cause problems for them. You know, he's kind of reinventing himself. He's doing commercials with Lee Iacocca, of all people. You know, he's got his little business ventures. And, you know, at some point, you know, I hope that they will just leave some of that stuff alone, you know, having to carry things and all that, because it just causes problems for you. And, you know, on the bigger scheme of things, as your agents are getting you gigs that you would never expect to see a rapper doing. Like I said, riding around a golf course with Lee Iacocca in a commercial and showing up on like XM with country stars and all that. I mean, it just causes an embarrassment as they try to promote you as a changed man, you know, and then you're still doing some of these little knucklehead things. So I'm hoping that this will be a lesson to him, and just, you know, leave anything that's going to cause suspicion at the airport, leave it at home so it doesn't cause problems for you and put a dent in your career as you're reinventing yourself and doing far more interesting things. Same thing with Foxy Brown. Now, she missed her court date, but she did show up, and I believe she got probation. But like I said before with her, she just needs to find a right producer. She needs to get back to making music and get focused on her career and making music. And maybe some of this crazy stuff with her temper and all that will go away. I just think she needs a record deal, and that would get her focused and doing something more positive. Now, you see Lil' Kim is making appearances at some of the award shows and things like that, but, you know, she has at least reinvented herself as a producer, not only as an artist, but as a producer. So she has another deal to have Lil' Kim count down to the lockdown on another season with BET. So she's, you know, stepping out of just being an artist and moving into a bigger realm as producer. And given the fact that she's from Brooklyn, Mary J. Blige is from Brooklyn, and Foxy Brown is from Brooklyn, I mean, two out of the three are doing very well. Foxy, take note of your girls from Brooklyn and, you know, just get it together and start getting back to making music. I mean, even if you have to hook up with one of them, you know, work with them, but get back to making good music. Now, check this out. Oh, yeah, the Brand New Heavies. Remember? They were a great British R&B band. They had some great hits in the 90s. Remember Never Stop? And some other good songs. Dream Come True. Well, they're back. And their original lead singer, India Davenport, is back with them. Because she left for a little while, and I think Saida Garrett had filled in for her, but she has since left, and seems like India Davenport is back. So the Brand New Hippies are going to be doing a 20-city tour to promote their new album, Get Used to It. And I see that they're making a stop in Cleveland, so hopefully... Oh, my God, it's tomorrow. Well, I may not get a chance to see them. But in any event, it's good to see that they're back. They're one of those great bands like that came out of Britain, like Incognito, where they just do really neat music, and they have great great music and great singers. So I'm glad to see that the Brand New Heavies are back. Now, let me talk a little bit about Isaiah Washington. What is up with him? Apparently, he has a little history, you know, of anger problems. He's on Grey's Anatomy. Now, he just issued an apology talking about how, you know, his behavior, you know, he knows it wasn't cool, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, he better issue an apology, because how difficult is it for a black actor to be on a popular network sitcom show? It's rare today, okay? Now, they have the new CW, moved a couple of the shows over there, and, you know, they're not doing so well, okay? So he better get himself together and check himself and, you know, stop the crazy behavior, because what's going to happen is they're all being supportive of him right now. And talking about, yes, you know, you work long hours on the set, so you like a family, and there are going to be times when you have some explosions, you know, with the personality. That's all fine and well. But I'm telling you, if Peter Horton, I remember he used to be the cool guy on 30-something back in the 80s. He was the blonde kind of hippie guy. Well, if he decides, as the executive producer of Grey's Anatomy, that he has had enough, you can believe they're going to find a way to get rid of him. I mean, just look at what happened to Star, okay? She lost a little weight, got married with this lavish wedding, started looking like the diva that she always was, and, you know, Barbara Walters said, oh, hell no, that's not going to fly. So they figured out a way to get rid of her, but they were going to position it as something else. So really, what I'm saying to my actors of color and actors in the entertainment realm, you have to be careful. You have to control some things and look at what you're doing with your behavior. Because in a heartbeat, you can be removed from that show and replaced with someone else. And then you're going to be like the other thousands of black actors who can't find work or who can't get another shot on another show. I mean, wake up, smell the coffee. Don't feel that just because you're on the show that you're invincible. When they get tired of your behavior, they're going to get rid of you. So take note, Isaiah. It's a good thing you sent out that apology, but get it together. I mean, come on already, you know? I mean, and look at Star. She's done some articles for Essence, and she did a taping for Home and Garden. But beyond that, you know, you haven't really heard her being picked up by any of the other networks. She did host Larry King one evening with him. But beyond that, I mean, you know, no one's really picked her up yet. So, you know, it may be a little while. Who knows? You know, maybe she won't ever get back on prime time like she was on The View. I mean, who knows? But, you know, enjoy it while you have it. Don't get there and mess it up, you know. Don't get there and get too comfortable, because you just can't be too comfortable, because somebody's going to find a way to get you off that show. So I hope, you know, he will get his anger thing together. And you know, get it together so he can open doors for other black male actors, because if they feel he's got a violence problem, then who knows, they might be afraid to have other black actors come onto some shows. So, you know, we're just not at a point now where we have ownership of enough shows that we have that luxury to act any way we want to. We just can't do it. So until that time, get yourself together and just worry about acting and being part of a great ensemble cast and enjoy the success for as long as that show is meant to run. Don't mess it up. Let me shift gears a little bit and talk about this whole international adoption. I don't know what the furor is all about. I mean, kudos to Madonna for going to a country where one of her charities is, and finding a child that she connected with and who's willing to adopt. I mean, I'm sure they didn't take it lightly to go through all of this to even do that. And I say kudos to her, kudos to Angelina Jolie. If they're in the position to do so, I think it's great. Okay, and it's not something they take lightly. And if they can reach out and find one, two, three, four children in an impoverished country like that, and they're willing to adopt and give that child a new life, I mean, kudos to them. And I think it's a slap on the hand to some of the organizations who try to come up and block it. I mean, are you adopting some of these kids? No. Then don't try to block someone who is trying to do something, who is not talking, just talking the talk, but who's actually going there, adopting, bringing that child back to where you live and making a part of your family, and giving that child a decent life, you know? So I just say, you know, stay away from the people who are trying to block that. And kudos to people like Madonna. Kudos to people like Angelina Jolie. I think we need more, I would say, entertainers and more actors who have the means and who have the celebrity who can make some changes and make maybe adoption laws a little better in some of these countries so that some of these kids will have a chance if there is someone who wants to come there and adopt them. Don't block, you know. Let these kids have a chance at a wonderful life also. I think it's great. I think kudos to Madonna once again that she has stepped out of her comfort zone and has decided to go to a place that's unpopular and has decided to adopt a child of color. It's a great time because Africa seems now to be in the news, at least. We're hearing more stories, and not always, you know, happy stories with the things that are going on in Darfur, but at least it's in the news. At least we're hearing about it, and I think efforts like Angelina Jolie and Madonna just helps to bring the focus on the fact that many of these kids, you know, they need so much. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, rich American actresses have the means to go and adopt. So, you know, don't block the good things that they're trying to do with political nonsense. Now, for my people involved with nonprofits, the Nonprofit Congress just had a great meeting in Washington, D.C., October 16th and 17th, and some nearly 400 people attended. And these are people involved in the nonprofit sector from all across the country. And a friend of mine, Larry Checo, who was an expert on branding, who I've interviewed on my internet radio talk show, Demystifying Nonprofits, on www.globaltalkradio, attended the conference, and I'm going to have him as a guest on the show to talk about the Nonprofit Congress and some of the things that they're doing. It's interesting that what they're trying to do is, even though they're, you know, from factions all across the country, it seems that they're trying to come together to establish an agenda and really to legitimize the organization and to make it be a force within the nonprofit sector as the voice for many organizations. And so I think it's a great thing. I'm looking forward to Larry coming on and talking a little bit about some of the things that they're talking about. Some of the issues that they did want to touch on is nonprofit organizational effectiveness, advocacy, and grassroots community activity, and just figuring out how you're going to wrap yourself around those issues and make the organization effective. One of the things that did come out that they want to ensure that perhaps is a little different is that they're going to have to reach out to other groups, and I'm guessing it's probably more groups, more nonprofits dealing with issues of people of color, to have them participate within the Congress so it is more diverse and has more more balance to it. Because a lot of the times, you know, I'm just going to say it, a lot of times when you go to conferences and workshops and things like that, I mean, I still have it happen to me. I'm very often still the only African American there, or I'm one of two. But, you know, in this day and age, that shouldn't be. So I think it's good that the nonprofit Congress is recognizing that. And hopefully by next year, as I talk about it with my show and on this podcast, maybe they will achieve that goal of having a more diverse representation at the Congress, and so it doesn't become, you know, just another click for just one particular type of audience. But I think it'll be interesting, so I can't wait to hear a little bit more about it and hopefully bring more information about that to people who are involved in the nonprofit sector. It's good to learn about new things and find out new things that make the nonprofit sector more interesting. Well, in any event, I think that's about it for now. And thank you for tuning in. And we're going to have Tech Whiz Michael Lilly back in a couple of weeks with more insight and more information to help our technology in our lives be a little bit better. Let's see what else. Well, I think that's going to be it for now. I'm going to be involved in a totally, completely virtual conference, which is coming up December 5th through the 7th. And I'm in the preparation stage and getting prepared. I'm really excited about that. Roxanne Revenal heard the podcast and listened to the show and invited me to be a moderator and to participate. So I'm very, very excited about being involved in this and learning, you know, more things about web conferencing and just learning a whole new avenue about how technology can be utilized to do some of the same things that we do in the more traditional way. So as it becomes closer and when this actually happens, I'll be telling you more about it. So I'm very excited about that, and I just want to thank Roxanne Revenal for having me participate. Thanks. I'm excited. Well, I think that's about it for now. I want you to keep listening to the podcast. Please pass it around. Tell all of your friends, and we're just going to make this a great digital sister community. Have a great week, and I will be back to you in a few days. Take care.
See, I'm a little bit of a mess with this.